I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Teach the proper names of private body parts. It doesn't mean you only ever use proper names, but it means teaching them the proper names. And this is for numerous reasons. One is because it just has the basic integrity of if your arm's your arm, it's called an arm. It's not called the ball thrower or the ice cream scooper. It's just an arm. And your private body parts, that's just what they're called. And to not offend anyone driving down the street or if their kids are in the car, everyone knows what the proper names are of private parts. Now, the importance of doing that is, one, for reporting. A child needs to be able to be pretty specific if something did happen, if someone did touch them somewhere, to be able to say where they were touched. But the more important reason is actually because the naming of a private part is a tool that a perpetrator will use. If they can turn a private part into a game, it makes it a plaything. That's one of the tools that a perpetrator has, which is to make a game out of a private part. So teaching the proper names of private parts is really important. Now, I've had friends who will tell stories, and we'll be hanging out at their house, and they'll tell a story, and there'll be a story in which one of the parents didn't use the proper name, and the other spouse, this happened numerous times, have said, hey, remember, the Holcomb said we always have to use the proper names. I'm like, we didn't say always. We're just saying make that normal talk. And there's something good to just, you know, the nicknames that children and parents give to their private partner. That's fine. It actually normalizes it. But proper names is very important. Another one is to talk about touches. And it's very important to talk about, and this is a clunky word to use with children, but it's very important, appropriate and inappropriate touches. And we use that language instead of good and bad touch. Good and bad is very confusing to a child if they have been touched in, you know, a bad way, but if it physiologically feels good, that's confusing. Or if that bad touch makes them feel like they are bad because they were touched in that way. So a child, when they hear good touch, bad touch, and then someone touches them inappropriately, it's very confusing for them. So you talk about appropriate and inappropriate touches, but talking about touches, where someone can touch, where people should never touch, who's allowed to touch you there. So we've had these conversations with our children and just said, okay, only mommy and daddy when we're helping you get dressed or get clean, or a doctor when mommy and daddy are there. I mean, just being very specific about who can touch and that they are allowed to say no to touch.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.